All right, we are live. It is Minor Talk. We're back in action, presented by Jack in the Box. I'm Adrian Broaddus. He's Sal Montes. Chris Collins in the building. We are live on Inspo Lens, live on YouTube, live on Twitter and X. Check us out here, 600 ESPN El Paso. Jack in the Box is who brings us Minor Talk each and every week. Thinking way outside the box and open 24/7 because cravings don't have a curfew. Man, we have so much to talk about today. Kennesaw State defeats UTEP 33-20. I have a lot of thoughts on this one. If you want to weigh in, give us a call, 915-505-6009. My co-host Sal Montes is in the building, of course. We're also brought to you in part by our great friends at Boomy Dental. Hey, rooted in El Paso, Boomy Dental is inspired by you, our community here in El Paso. They're your family dentistry with no long wait times, easy booking, flexible rescheduling. New patients get 30% off treatment and cleaning, plus exam and x-rays for just $99. I've got my appointment scheduled with Boomy Dental. I'm excited to head out over there. Just mention El Paso Roots when you give them a call. You can take advantage of the exam and x-ray special for $99, in-house membership, payment plans, and most insurances accepted with Boomy. BoomyDental.com. Give them a call, 915-591-2525. Check them out on El Paso's east side at 1612 Lee Trevino. All right. A lot of thoughts. Okay, let's jump into it. It was 13 days since UTEP last played a game. From today all the way back to the win against Sam Houston. 13 days, right? After this loss here tonight, it'll be 11 days until UTEP plays again. Don't love that. Don't love the fact that head coach Scotty Walden is 0-4 off bye weeks. Don't love that. Miners finish off their Conference USA midweek action games 4-6. They had a chance to go 5-5. They're now 4-6 overall in those games. Outside of those games, Sal Montes, they're 4-18. This is a bad football program. They've been bad for a while. They were bad before Scotty Walden got here. They were 3-9 the final year of RIP Dana Dimmel in 2023. Last year 3-9. This year is looking like a really bad finish. 2-6 to close out the year. Hate it. Hate all of the losing, right? I want something tangible. You know what excites me that UTEP fans were optimistic to go into the season and they had hope, right? They were excited about a top recruiting class that UTEP was boasting over back-to-back seasons. Top recruiting class per 247s, per rivals, all that crap, whatever. Okay, in this game, the Miners, hey, they had a little momentum, right? They just came off a win against Sam Houston on the road, have a little bit momentum going into this one, okay? And UTEP tried to give this one away early. Again, it's another game to start off this game where UTEP falls in a hole that they create themselves right out of the gate. Miners go down 14-0. The first, or the second play of the game, Skylar Locklear fumbles the ball. Kennesaw State recovers a scoop and score for a touchdown. They score that one. Then on a special teams play, UTEP boots it away. It's a 57-yard punt return for a touchdown by Kennesaw State. Miners are down 14-0 in the hole. Everybody's out by this point. Like, everybody's just, you know, upset. No offense. They're crediting the defense because they're holding strong at this point, but everybody's upset. Miners finally get a score thanks to a Josh Schutz 41-yard touchdown. Okay, they're down 14-7 in the second quarter. Then Tanner Cragen comes in. He nails a field goal. Miners are down just by 4 points, 14-10. Okay, making it a little interesting. However, Owls get a safety. They go up 16-10 at the break, at the half, and it's all based on UTEP's offense giving away 9 points and the special teams giving away 7. So do the math. They're down. UTEP's down 16-10 at the half. They're still hanging around. Miners are kind of in this game. Out of the third quarter, Kenny Odom opens up the third quarter with a 27-yard receiving touchdown. He danced around a bunch of defenders, scored the touchdown. Miners were throwing the absolute kitchen sink at this point. It was a fourth down conversion. It was a tush push. It was these double, triple reverses that went in for the Miners just to get some offense, just to generate any kind of juice that they could here in this game to try to rally back. And they had a lead. 20-16. 9 minutes off the clock, they took off in the third quarter. Things were going good. You heard John Teicher talk about it in the broadcast, but I thought about it, you know, during the game as it happened. Kennesaw State got a huge Amari Odom 66-yard pass that set up a first-and-goal situation. UTEP's defense took him to third and goal. Odom rushes in for a touchdown. Kennesaw State goes back up 23-20. And then the Miners are just deflated after that point, right? We could look at the refs and get upset about the roughing the passer penalty, but hey, Wandomie Davis Jr. was called for some phantom roughing the passer penalty on his side. So felt like the first roughing the passer that was against Udoka Izani was a bit of a makeup call there by the Conference USA refs. Regardless, okay, let's say that was a bad call, and let's throw in the other bad call as well, the unsportsmanlike conduct, if you want to mention that one, or if you want to mention the defensive pass interference, mention any of the last ones, right? Bottom line is, UTEP's offense didn't generate anything at the end. They were, they had multiple punts where it was three and out situations, couldn't convert on third down. Look at what UTEP finished off on third down in this game, right? Like, third down conversions in this game, 2-for-16. Not going to win games on that. And Sal Montes, the thing I'm most upset about, out of everything here, everything today, is that I believed at one point that UTEP was going to pull this off. I thought, wait a second, UTEP's got this one. They can come back and win it. Why? What has UTEP done all season to justify me buying into them tonight, for me thinking that they could pull off this upset? It's on me tonight, Sal. I'm disappointed in myself because they are who we thought they were, and it's UTEP football.
Oh, my goodness, man. Looking at all these numbers, like, I don't even want to look at these numbers. Like, it means nothing.
It means nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And I believe for a little bit, too. I'm not going to lie. I did. I'll put it like this. I was probably, like, going into this game, like, 95, no pun intended on KLQ, like, 95-5. That was my ratio, if you want to put it that way. Then UTEP, you know, goes down 14-0. All right, like, 99.99. But there's that 0.01. Then as the game goes on, I'm like, I have, like, 26% belief. It just shot up to 48. I don't know. And dare I say, I had minor 49er, 51-49 at some point. And then I was just playing a game there. And eventually I look at the score again and I'm like, wait, hold on. Odom's throwing it deep. And they're not missing this time. We also got to remember, the score could be a lot worse. I know that Walden said, you know, that they should have won this game because of possessions or whatever. Hell no. Look at how many misplays there were on Kennesaw State. Just the same way that Walden says they shot themselves in the foot, Kennesaw shot themselves in the foot a lot this game. They could have easily two more touchdowns on offense in a game where it sucks because your offense didn't show up and you're down because your offense is not doing things. Kennesaw could afford to have a bad game offensively and pull out a double-digit win on UTEP. That's just the separation between these two teams, and Kennesaw is only in their second year in Conference USA while UTEP is departing for the Mountain West. These worlds are just completely different.
They're so different. And you know what made me think, Sal? You know, there are so many different examples of this now. It's not just one or two. It used to be just one or two examples of a program that, you know, quote unquote, lower than UTEP on the totem pole, right? On the program FBS totem pole out there. And, you know, where does UTEP rank? Where does UTEP stack up? And all these other programs. And, you know, going into this year in 2025, I'm thinking, oh, Kennesaw State, you know, that's a win right there, even though they're going on the road. That's a program that's not going to win for a while. They're still making the transition. They just made the transition from FCS to FBS last year. They had a horrible year last year. Miners beat them in double overtime, despite the Miners not having a great season themselves last year. I was just like, on the totem pole of programs, I had Kennesaw State lower than UTEP. UTEP was higher than Kennesaw State. You can't tell me today after October 28th, 2025, that UTEP has a better football program than Kennesaw State, which, by the way, Jerry Mack, great job doing an excellent, excellent stuff over there at Kennesaw State, getting them bowl eligible 6-2 atop Conference USA. And that's in year one, Sal. And that's a school that doesn't have a lot of NIL resources. Sure, they're in Atlanta. They can pull from a lot of talent in that area. They can grab a lot of people in the Southeast. I don't care. No excuses.
Doesn't matter.
It's another program that's going to surpass UTEP here in this pecking order of FBS programs.
It's fair to say UTEP is probably the worst team in Conference USA, just a step ahead of Sam Houston, who they beat. And Middle Tennessee is right above UTEP in that regard. Lace them up right now, I'm pretty confident Middle gets that win against the Miners. So it's tough, man. I was with you when we did our preseason predictions. Same exact thing. Oh, that's Delaware. It's going to be tough. It takes a while. Oh, that's Missouri State. Now I'm like, damn, that's Missouri State that they got to go on the road against. They got to go against Delaware. But we've seen it time and time. Fast forward years back, losing to Jack State. In Jack State's first year at Conference USA. I mean,
this isn't new.
I don't even know, man. Is this 2026 or are we 2024? Just pick a year. It doesn't even matter. It's the same story.
915-505-6009. That's our telephone number. 600 ESPN El Paso. Twitter next. 600ESPNElPaso.com. Check us out. Free mobile app. 600 ESPN El Paso. Check us out. InSpell Lens. We're live. We're streaming live right there. If you've been trying to get into the program, give us a call right now. 915-505-6009. Let's do it. Let's jump to the phone lines right now. Disgruntled, disgusted. That's where I'm at right now. I'm dejected. Give me everything out there. I'm just so disappointed in this group right here after this loss. Why did I even buy it? Why did I even think that for a second UTEP could win tonight? UTEP's now 2-6 on the season, by the way. Backs against the wall. My opinion, no chance to rally back and, you know, whatever. I don't even want to say six wins, right? Can you get to four? You know, can you get to more than you had last year? 3-9 seems more realistic than 4-8 at this point. David's going to start us off on Miner Talk, 915-505-6009. David, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Go ahead, David. What do you think?
Dejected, just like you. I thought the defense played, you know, well.
But every night they play well, David. Let me cut you off. Every night they do this. I mean, look, you can get mad at Cole Gustafson for the unsportsmanlike conduct that extended their drive. Every night UTEP's defense shows up, even against Texas, even against the good teams. Like, every night they show up.
Well, let me tell you, okay, I'll give the defense a B+, okay? Because they tried. They tried, okay? The offense, I give him a D, okay? But officiating was not that great. I saw four penalties that shouldn't have been penalties. Okay? As an ex-football coach myself, you know, also, officiating were terrible. They're terrible, just terrible. But you know, you play the game. Somebody's gonna win. Somebody's gonna lose. Okay, their UTEP is right there, and they can't get over the hump. You know, and really, they don't have a quality quarterback. Even when Malachi, and that's supposed to be a blue chipper, okay? I think Malachi's work ethic is horrible, okay? That's why I think Skyler is in there. And this is it, you know? I thought he was going to be the savior. No. Now he got benched. And I think it's because of his work ethic.
Fair. David, good job. Appreciate your phone call, man. Thank you for weighing in. Seems like you're disappointed, too. You brought up things like officiating. You brought up things like, you know, Malachi, which somehow he gets roped into this conversation that you want to bring him back up. You know, I think it's over for the Malachi Nelson experiment. Skylar Locklear tonight, you know. In this matchup, 14-29, 160 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, sacked 3 times, had the fumble that was recovered for a touchdown by Kennesaw State, 23 rush attempts. He had a net of 77 and a long of 19 rushing yards right there. So at one point in the game, Sal, Skylar Locklear's scrambling abilities was UTEP's only chance for getting yards. Like, you know, you could think you can give them whatever kind of rating you want in this game. You can think whatever you want about Skylar Locklear after this effort. But, you know, there was points in this game where he was their only source of offense here in this game right here. So that's how I would look at it for Skylar Locklear. Malachi Nelson being brought up right here, it just needs to, it's just more of a distraction than anything else, Sal. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, I mean, we know who, barring health, we know who's going to be the quarterback the rest of the way. And, I mean, looking ahead to next year, we got to see what that situation is going to be like. But if we're going into, you know, a couple of weeks before the season and it's a good quarterback battle, it's up there for grabs, how excited can you really be too?
Good point. 915-505-6009, our telephone number, 600 ESPN El Paso, on Inspo Lens as well. You can check us out YouTube and Twitter and X. I want to comment on something that head coach Scotty Walden talked about post game. He said, you know, injuries are piling up. And I saw the injury report today. I reported on it, by the way, so you could look at the injury report. Joshua Rudolph, linebacker, one of the captains on the defense, out for the season. Jaden Smith, Cash Cheeks, Cam Thomas, all three players on offense, out for the season as well. Derek Burns, defensive end, end for UTEP. He was out for the season. Alan Gant, a young rising player on that defense, out for the year as well. You could look at Garrett Hawkins, linebacker, out for the season. He was playing significant minutes for them. And Judah Ezinwa, we learned today he's out for the year. I was told that Judah Ezinwa hurt himself in that game that they had at home, that disappointing loss. I think it was La Tech. So really sad about that for Judah Ezinwa, who's been trying to get on the field, right? So if you think about it, you know, you talk about Cam Thomas, that's a difference maker. That's an all-conference caliber player right there. And if you talk about Judah Ezinwa, that was a starter, a routine starter for them. You know, going into this year, I don't, you know, Jaden Smith got hurt so early in the offseason that I think they kind of were counting him out early on. Like, they were not expecting him to go back in the mix right there. But Scotty Walden talked about this offense being young. Okay. Sal, I really, you know, I was a little puzzled by that thought right there, because I'm just going to read off everybody who's playing for that offense. Okay. I'm going to reel them off. Okay. Center, Ivan Escobar. Redshirt senior. Joseph Immediato on that offensive front, redshirt senior. Mark Robinson, sophomore. James Williams, sophomore. Jake Utley, redshirt sophomore. Okay, so maybe you get three offensive linemen back next year, right, as juniors. Okay, so I'll take that as maybe, you know, a younger offensive front if we're talking about power of numbers, okay? Then let's go with some more players. Josh Schutz, Ashton Emery, both of them are redshirt freshmen. By the way, I like both those guys. Emery is playing his ass off, although he didn't play that well tonight. That club of a broken, fractured hand that he has is pretty impressive to see him play just to begin with. And Josh Schutz scores in back-to-back games for the Miners at the tight end spot. So redshirt freshman, I like those younger players right there. Let's get to some older guys. Kenny Odom, redshirt junior. By the way, played a lot with Scotty Walden. Has known and learned this offense since their Austin Peay days. Just like Skylar Locklear, who's a redshirt junior as well. Trevon Tate, another wide receiver for UTEP, senior. Eric Willis III, senior. Wandami Davis Jr., redshirt freshman. Hassan Wilson, senior. Seven players who are upperclassmen, six players who are underclassmen. How would you categorize that? That's a mixed bag. I wouldn't say it's a younger offense.
I'd say it's I can't say young by definition of like class and letters and stuff. Maybe just not cohesive, maybe chemistry-wise young, because there could be moving parts. But these are guys who have some skin in the game, you know, with the letters under their belt. So I can't buy that, man. And if we're going the young route, the youngest thing I see is the guy calling the plays, one of the youngest coaches in college football. That's the glaring part right there. If we're going to talk about a young offense, it's by way of who's calling the plays.
And it might be inexperience. It might be inexperience instead of calling them younger, because if you're going younger, it's on you for recruiting the young, right, and throwing them into the mix. Or if it's you know, inexperienced. Well, hey, they had experience at another level, maybe not at the FBS level, and it just hasn't translated for the minors for whatever reason. So a lot of things bothered me tonight, man. I feel bothered after this loss here against Kennesaw State, who, by the way, defeated UTEP 33-20. Let's keep the phone lines moving. 915-505-6009. Brian is next up with us. Brian, good evening.
Hey, AB, what's up? Not having a good day because both my teams lost, Miners and the Dodgers, but it is what it is, so I digress. The thing about this offense in general is that the line is not giving the quarterbacks any time at all. One thing that I liked under the Dimmel era was that Dimmel was known for recruiting some big guys on the line, and they give guys like Hardison and others time to throw, and that led to some really good seasons for the Miners. With Walden, I'm not really seeing it that much, especially on that one drive where Locklear got sacked back-to-back and resulted in a fourth down punt that was quite close in UTEP territory. Overall, it was just quite the mess, to say the least, and I don't know how it'll go forward for the Miners. I know I sound like a broken record every week saying the same thing over and over again, but that's just the reality for the Miners. You're not seeing any positive change coming with them. And someone in the UTEP Miners fan group chat pointed this out, that Kennesaw really feels like last year's Sam Houston, where they do really good, all our fans are talking crap online, and then Power 5 comes and gets their stuff, and then they fall off a cliff the next season. So we'll see how that goes. Tough loss for the Miners, but we'll see where they go from here.
Well, but then who cares, right? Because UTEP will never play Kennesaw State again. I mean, and Sal, I'll bring you back for that. This is the last time, probably, you know, they played Kennesaw State two times, and that's probably it. Maybe once in 60 years they play each other in a bowl game if both teams are somehow bowl eligible. I agree on the Sam Houston aspect of it. They feel very Bearcats-ish right here for Kennesaw State. They're going to have success. Jerry Mack could get plucked away into one of these Power 4 gigs if one of these lower level coaches at the Power 4 ranks catapults up to take a bigger job like an LSU, a Florida, or whatever, and there's a vacancy at a school in the American Conference, maybe in the ACC, whatever. You see Jerry Mack get plucked away after this year. Maybe they finish out the season winning 8, 9, even 10 games, whatever. But regardless, yeah, I could see it this year killing it, catapulting after this year for Jerry Mack, and then Kennesaw State having a reset. UTEP fans would take that 10 out of 10 times. They would take it any day of the week if they were in those shoes.
And that's the name of the game. It's not build anymore beyond 2+ years. The same way that players are leaving year after year towards like a step up, that's what these coaches are doing. And they've always done it. I'm not saying that's the case. I'm not saying it's all the players and that's why the coaches are doing it. What I'm saying is now it's the microwave generation. People want to see results a lot quicker. There's no 3-year rebuild. There's no 4-year rebuild. Once that year one happens, you got to take it and hold on to it, you know, as a memory, because that's what it is. It's stepping stone. It's the era of the portal. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Coach Mack somewhere else. If he does remain with Kennesaw State, the question would be for how much longer. But I mean, this instant success over there, and it started out in I think week 0 or week 1. They had Wake on the road and they almost got it.
I remember.
And you know, I'm like, hey, you know what? This might be a team to watch. Game number 2. All right, whatever. But fast forward to now, and you could see all the progress that's been made for this Kennesaw State team. But I mean, hey, if you're Kennesaw State too, you got to cherish this, because who knows who's going to be the head coach over there. I mean, hey, LSU? No, I'm joking. I just wanted to, because that's the story that's out right now, but that's pretty funny, though.
UTEP now 0-4 off a bye week under head coach Scotty Walden. They've lost all 4 games by double digits now, and that's how we continue. 915-505-6009. Augustine has been on fire on Twitter. Haven't gotten to read his tweets yet, but he's on the phones with us. I think he's just as disgruntled and disappointed as us. Augustine, good evening. What's up, my man?
Hey, first of all, the important thing out of the way, happy birthday.
Oh, good thing I have the ability to cut somebody off right away. So, happy birthday. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you wishing me happy birthday. I don't think we're going to do the song on air.
Hey. I'm not as disgruntled as everybody, because at least I saw some fight in them coming back, and at least they sold the loss in an expensive way, because it wasn't as lopsided as the score dictates. It was a lot closer because the Miners were leading, you know, And to give you the backstory on it, you know, I sat down, turned on the TV. I said, I'm going to watch the Miners, you know, poured my little Dr. Pepper and poured, you know, some other stuff that I had there. And all of a sudden they fumble, and all of a sudden they say they let that 50-some yard score on them. And I said, oh, screw this. So I change it to the baseball game. Baseball game is nice and short, and then I change it back, and they're leading. I'm like, what the hell? Please at least be competitive. That's all I ask. At least have the attitude. And I think winning, like I said on Twitter, winning is an attitude. I don't think they have that attitude yet, but they've showed there's something there with that attitude of trying to come back and making it competitive. So I don't think everything's lost, but they need to win. That's what Miner fans want. They need to win. These nice little, you know, sympathy wins are great, but it's not enough anymore. They need to win.
Oh, yeah, definitely agree. Good stuff, Augustine. I appreciate your phone call. I appreciate you actually watching, you know. Sometimes you don't watch, and sometimes you still comment. So credit to you for actually watching and then commenting as well. Let's do this. Let's take a timeout right now. It's going to be our one and only timeout of the program. We're going to get some commercials out of the way, pay the bills. Then we'll come back. We'll get more comments, more talk from some of our listeners. If you want to weigh in, 915-505-6009. Andrew's next up with us. We've got a lot of tweets to mention. We're still live on Inspo Lens. Check us out YouTube, Twitter, and X. Check us out wherever you listen to us here for Miner Talk. Kennesaw State defeats UTEP 33-20. The Miners are now 2-6 on the year. What's next for UTEP? We'll talk about it more as Miner Talk continues. We're presented by Jack in the Box, also brought to you in part by Boomy Dental. Give a big shout out to Thomas Adams Apparel as well, the District Pub and Kitchen West, New Start Homes, and 915 Tours. We'll take a timeout right now. When we come back, more Miner Talk right here on 600 ESPN El Paso. All right, we are back here. It's Miner Talk. We're continuing. Kennesaw State defeats UTEP 33-20. If you want to weigh in, 915-505-6009. I've gotten a lot of, like, apologies, Sal. Hey, I'm sorry UTEP lost on your birthday. Oh, no. This hasn't happened just once in my whole life. UTEP's been losing. Ditch the losing for UTEP, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. I think, you know, going into the 30s next year, they're definitely going to keep those L's coming, unfortunately, and maybe one year, like Kennesaw State fans are currently experiencing right now, UTEP could catch the four.
I feel like we did a Miner Talk on your birthday.
We have.
I'm trying to see which one on the computer. So give me some time to look it up, October 28th. So it's taking a while to load up, but I'm pretty sure maybe like three.
I would say so. Like it's over two. Like it's definitely over two. That's for sure. This is from our pal Wayne Thornton, who, by the way, friend of the program and a good friend of the show. He says, "Happy birthday, brother. Stay nice as rice and mellow as Jello." Which just got a comment right there. That's one of the best birthday wishes you could get right there. Just saying, say less, Wayne. Just let that be the last part. Then he says, "Say hello to Sal and don't be sad about the minor losses. Things will get better, my man. Take care and thank you." Hey, thank you, Wayne Thornton. I appreciate you. Thanks for texting into the program on that one right there. "Stay nice as rice, stay mellow as Jello," says Wayne Thornton. It was hard to stay mellow at that intro for me here for Miner Talk presented by Jack in the Box. I feel disappointed. I feel disgruntled. I feel like I was roped in this one. I had a little hope at one point that the Miners could pull this one off, and what does a win do, right? Because they go 3-5 and they go to the final stretch of the season. We always say it year over year. Are you playing relevant football in November? And for UTEP, they're they're not. They're not going to play any relevant football turning the page to November. It's over. Like, I would say the rest of the season you're trying to build on next year, whatever that looks like, and you're trying to see who you're going to retain and see who you're going to move on from. But this final stretch, you're not playing relevant football. You know who's playing relevant football? Kennesaw State, who's now 6-2 after this win tonight.
Yeah, and they've done it in such a short amount of time. In a league that's a bottom feeder in college football, we just got to be – it's the worst conference,
in
all
America.
Of college football. So I know UTEP hasn't done it, but it's really not that hard to do if you're a serious football program. And it's just disappointing, man. And I'm going to go back to – I found one. This is back in 2017 against UTSA on Spirit Night, 31-14.
That was on October 28th?
October 28th, 2017.
Man. Wow, so there's one.
Sorry to take you back a little bit.
But, yeah, there you go.
I'm sorry they lost on your birthday, man.
Hey, and that year they were 0-12, by the way. So there you go. I don't know if I've ever won or I've ever seen UTEP win a football game on my birthday, but not going to see one anytime soon. Let's go to the phones. Andrew's next with us, 915-505-6009. Kennesaw State defeats UTEP 33-20. Miners are now 2-6 on the season. They've got Jacksonville State next week. What's next for UTEP? You tell me. 915-505-6009. Andrew, good evening, man. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Adrian? What's up, Sal? Birthday, Adrian.
Appreciate
you. Hope you had a good day despite the loss and all
I
that.
Did.
Hope you
I did
able
have
to
a good day.
Fun.
Thank you, man.
That's good. Man, I'm kind of ironic I'm calling in because I'm kind of at a loss for words. Just with all in general, just with UTEP athletics right now, like I'm just thinking about everything and I don't know how donors or just in general, like admin, you know, people are, I don't know how you don't look at what we saw tonight and just on offense at least and don't see like a house on fire. You know, it's crazy how bad it is just from the play calling to the personnel, you know, it's insane to me how bad it is. And then we have to sit here as fans and hear these people tell us, you got to support, you know, you got to give more money, you got to show up. And then this is what they give us to root for. It feels like the only team worth supporting right now is volleyball. You know, they're the ones putting up right where they need to. I mean, I saw the CUSA tournament for soccer. UTEP isn't even in it.
You can't make
Delaware
the top eight
Missouri
in soccer.
State are in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not even in the tournament. So it's like, man, what? It's getting to the point, and it hurts to say this, where it's like you have to like question, is it even worth it supporting this program? Because it's getting harder financially. Like things are getting, like they're raising the prices on everything. So, you know, it's already getting more expensive. And it's that's where I'm at with all this. It's just crazy, man. I don't really know what else to say at this point. You know, I think you just got to start at the top and think UTEP just needs a revamp, or maybe we just have some outer force that's not letting us win for whatever reason. I don't know what we did to deserve such pain as fans, but
need Olympia.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys for letting us vent and stuff. And happy birthday again, man. Hope you have a good one.
Appreciate you, Andrew. Thank you for following, and thanks for weighing in on your thoughts here on the program. 915-505-6009. Kennesaw State defeats UTEP 33-20. I do want to mention this, though. Defense showed up again, and defense, I think that's something that we can say every single night. Defense kept them in this. Micah Davey with 17 tackles. What a night. A 1.5 tackle for losses right there. Jaden Wilson back after whatever, the concussion, whatever. He was knocked out of that game against Sam Houston. 9 tackles today. He had a half tackle for loss and the interception, which was a tip pass from Justin Content. Defense continues with some more. Xavier Smith, he should have had that pick.
Yeah.
That Udoka Izani phantom pat, you know, roughing the pass or whatever. Xavier Smith had a pretty decent game, aside from one play that was he busted coverage and he allowed almost a big one from Kennesaw State. But Sal, they were going for the home run ball a lot, and there was I counted 4 deep passes that were not on the money. They couldn't connect on them in the first half. Mariota makes he comes in the second half. He was hurt. He was compromised, but they still threw him out there for Kennesaw State in the second half, and he gave them a new dimension to their offense that they desperately needed, and he connected on a home run pass late in the game. So I'll credit Kennesaw for continuing to go for the home run pass and the home run play throughout the game and being adamant all night on it, and I won't knock UTEP's defense as much on that. The only thing I'm knocking UTEP's defense for is the unsportsmanlike conduct, and that was Cole Gustafson that would have made it a fourth down play, giving UTEP the ball with a lot more time. Instead, Kennesaw State was able to extend that drive and eventually score to go up 33-20.
Yeah, I think both parts, right, they kind of did their job all game, and both were kind of in the philosophy of almost there, just keep itching at it, and that home run is going to hit. For the Miners, it was the pick, you know, the one that got taken away, which, on the topic of the interceptions for UTEP, that's all pressure. That's all forced by the pressure. These guys are able to take advantage of what the defensive front was doing to this Kennesaw offensive line. They were everywhere, lights out. And Kennesaw on the other end, just give us a little bit more time. Give us half a second more. You know, give us a centimeter here or there, and that's a touchdown, or that's a long bomb. So both teams, man, really just kind of itching at it all game. It was fun to see that kind of chess match, but when you flip it around on the other side, not so much. But yeah, man, just really impressed with the tenacity that this defense played with.
Okay, let's go to a couple of tweets on Twitter and X. We got a lot to go off of from Twitter and X. This is coming in from Chill Guy Locks. By the way, a lot of people in the gambling world very upset at the calls late in this game.
Yes.
He said, "I know you can't say this, but these refs are really putting on a show for Cash Patel to look at, the FBI director." Too soon, I guess, for that one right there. Ridge Eagle El Paso, Eagle on the Ridge. We'll be so glad to see UTEP get out of this conference and the incredibly poor officiating in the league. That's a Bush League call in any division of organized football. This is from Gabriel Grijalva. Absolute garbage calls, just like the roughing the passer in the interception. Clearwater, based on the call, says Cole Gustafson should walk home. And then Andrew, who I bet it's the same guy who called in just right now, Andrew West Texas, our pal, he said it's always something. The universe absolutely hates us. Matthew Aguilar, good friend of the program, says abysmal officiating. Everybody was mad about the officiating. I get it. Officiating was bad. But Sal, we've seen bad officials. This isn't new to us either. Losing in late October isn't new. Having an opportunity in a close game but falling short on the road isn't new. And another thing that isn't new is Conference USA refs with just awful, just the worst, atrocious kind of officiating out there. That's nothing new to UTEP fans. Not at all.
And we want people to know this, too. It goes both ways. Kennesaw is like, man, look at these terrible calls going against Kennesaw. Look at this missed hold or whatever. Doesn't matter. If you're a fan of a team that's in Conference USA, you don't even hate rivals anymore. Your rival is in the white and black, the stripes. The zebras out there, that's your true rival. But no, man, I'm also going to say this, too. Although some of the calls, you know, were questionable, they still had a chance. You know what I mean? They're not doing these late push downs and walking over guys. Like, that's a flag anywhere. UTEP shot themselves in the foot. The refs aren't throwing, you know, they're not fumbling and allowing turnovers to be touchdowns. They're not allowing punt returns. So, man, it's a... That sucks, man. I mean, yeah, refs sucked, but come on, man. They still had a chance.
Okay, let's go back to a couple other tweets. This is Alfonso Frias. Fumble return for a touchdown, punt return for a touchdown, safety. Mistakes and ineffectiveness have killed this team all year. Completely agree with Alfonso. Completely agree with that. It's not new. It's not just the Kennesaw game. It's all these games, or it's a bunch of these games. And of the six losses, you can point at a lot of these inefficiencies and mistakes, self-inflicted mistakes, as reasons why UTEP's, and they keep saying they're going to fix it, right? They keep saying, oh, it's on us. It's we're going to fix it. When?
How?
The season's over.
Are they going to fix it?
There's four games left in the year, and how are you going to fix it? Exactly, Sal. You're going to suddenly stop throwing interceptions? Well, today they didn't throw a pick, but they had a fumble that was recovered for a touchdown on the second play of the game.
I don't get it. This is the same issue that's plagued this team going back to last year.
Yes.
And I don't know the numbers, but there's been, what, like 20 games? Somewhere around there? How have you had 20 chances to fix something and you don't even have a grip on it? Coach says he's at a loss for words. I don't know how many times where he says he stumbled or he's puzzled as to why things aren't going the way that they should be for this team.
Yeah, I mean, answers are going to have to happen at some point, right? Like, you're going to have to get that at some degree coming your way at some point. So we'll see what happens for UTEP moving forward. When you look at the turnover margins and you look at where UTEP stacks up with everybody else, they came into this one with a -8 turnover margin. What, today was even, so that stays at that. So they're -8 turnover margin. Sal, that's 130th out of 134 FBS teams. Bottom five right there in turnover margin. That's all season long. And a lot of that you can attribute, you know, to their previous starting quarterback in Malachi Nelson, right? But, you're not getting on the plus side of that here. Like, you're playing a little bit of, yeah, turnover-free ball at times offensively, sure, but you're not creating turnovers on defense. And I think they needed to make up for going -8 over these. So if you're going to knock the defense for anything, you just want to see the defense make some more plays in games moving forward coming into November.
The fact of the matter is the defense is going to be the side of the ball that's going to have to win this team games. You know, and they had a chance to give the offense the ball back, but I'll ask you this question. It just kind of boggles my mind, but UTEP has a chance to win the game, but a side of the ball has to be on the field. Whether they have the lead or if they're down, you're going to take the lead and the defense be out there, you know, 10 times out of 10 when this is supposed to be an offensive-minded team. And that's the tough part. So let's say they do stop the turnovers and you know, that margin gets a little bit, you know, it decreases. Cool. Still got to be able to block so that way your kicker can get the kickoff properly. You still got to be able to not allow touchdowns when it comes to special teams. There's so many other things that go along with it.
Tristan Pence chimes in. The Conference USA refs were awful, but UTEP football lost this game because the Miners were not ready to play. It's October and this season is essentially over. That is 100% of the fault of Coach Scotty Walden and his incompetent staff. There are no excuses. Tristan Pence continues with, you look at where Kennesaw State was last year and where they're at now. It's inexcusable that UTEP is 2-6 with their recruiting classes. Walden and UTEP football need to get their act together. Hashtag Miner Talk. I mean, he's right. Poncho chimes in. Yes, the refs were terrible, but the team had bad mental mistakes that cost them. Yes, they kept it close, but when are we going to move on from keeping it close to actually beating a team with a winning record? I was about to do the digging, Sal, and think, when's the last time UTEP beat a team with a winning record? You know, and that's... It's sad, right? Like all these things. We don't want to talk about this kind of stuff. Like, we wanted to move on from this crap today and kind of talk about UTEP having some success, but instead, it's just another doldrum. We could replay this show, the same show that we did this time last year, the same show that we did about a month ago, the same show that we did to start the year. Nothing has really changed. You could say, yeah, the offense showed a little bit more creativity today, but they threw the absolute kitchen sink. Sal, they emptied the playbook. There's nothing, like, everybody knows what they're going to do now moving forward. They did every single double reverse play that was in that playbook, and they left it all out on the field tonight at Kennesaw State and still only came out with 20 points. Like, that's what they had to show for it.
And you got to get that creative to be able to... while we're at it, I totally forgot. They're able to extend the drive and get some points off of a roughing the passer who wasn't a true quarterback in that sense. So, I mean, that was a complete blunder on that part. If the refs don't throw the flag there, UTEP likely doesn't walk away with points.
That was a terrible call.
So, right, and these Conference USA refs, hey, so you can give it, you can take it. Depends on where the game is at that point. But, oh, man, it's atrocious. You just want to see some form of improvement, but each game you walk away thinking, like, who is this team offensively? Like, what's their identity? What do they want to do?
This is coming in from Chris Banks talking about the late penalties in the game. It was dumb, but why not focus more on the offense? Skyler's dumb mistakes and then a safety, just ridiculous. This is coming in from Clearwater. Absolutely, it showed an incredible lack of awareness by UTEP. Bonehead and selfish. There has to be accountability. Talking about the penalties late in the game. This is Clearwater. Wait a minute. Is it possible to be bowl eligible in the first 2 years of a coaching tenure? Walden is wearing thin on folks around here. Clearwater, just so you know, this is year one for Jerry Mack. Not year two. This is year one for him at Kennesaw State. Remember, after the double overtime loss to UTEP last year, Kennesaw State fired their coach. I believe his last name is Bohannon. They fired Bohannon after he essentially not only just took him to FBS. I mean, he was like the coach at Kennesaw State for like two decades. Like, they've had him forever, and they fired him after they lost to UTEP in El Paso in that double overtime loss. They fired him, and Jerry Mack took over in December of last year, and look at what he's done since. I mean, they're a bowl eligible squad right now going into year one of his career there. This is from Augustine. Winning is an attitude. They don't have it. Today was an example. There's something else there, but they can't make it come out. This is from the text Truth, Tejano. Miners need a true Division I quarterback, a solid Division I receiver, and an offensive coordinator who calls the plays. Everything else is good enough to win in the conference. This is from some guy, Chris, who, by the way, had some other good points that I want to bring up about the offense. He said, looking ahead, let Chad Warner get some playing time down the stretch. Also hope the equipment staff has winter gear ready. For the last two road games, they're going to be under 50 degrees for sure. Sal, tonight was chilly. It was around the 50s out at Kennesaw State. Then it got rainy in the second half, which definitely added to the inefficiencies of UTEP's offense. The other side to that, Sal, is get this. At Springfield, Missouri, that's going to be second week of November. How about this one right here? Delaware, 11 o'clock kickoff in El Paso. That one's going to be freezing. Can maybe we get some snow in that game for the Blue Hens? Yeah. That'd for UTEP great. Out of the Sun City, they're going to definitely be chilly in these last couple games right there.
It takes me back to the New Mexico Bowl when they played BYU, and I knew the game was over because I went to that game, but I knew it was absolutely over when I'm looking at UTEP warming up and, you know, players got their hoodies on, their sweats, and, you know, they're jogging and trying to stay warm. You look over at the BYU prep and warm-up, those guys have their shirts off, catching, running like it's nothing. I'm like, it's over. There's absolutely no chance. How about this, Adrian? How about a visit to Laramie, Wyoming in the coming years?
Sign me up.
Oh, man.
Or NIU, like Northern Illinois?
Oh, yes. On a back-to-back. We need that.
We need that. Yeah, that sounds great. This is from Some Guy Chris as well. By the way, great Twitter follow. Check him out at Some Guy Chris. UTEP's offense in one possession games this season. 51. This is a good stat, Sal. Okay, so hear this one out. One possession games this year. So 51 total possessions in a one possession game entire season. Okay. Out of those 51 possessions, 24 of them have resulted in punts. 9 of them have resulted in interceptions. Almost a fifth of them have resulted in turnovers. That's what he's telling you. One safety, 3 missed field goals, 4 turnovers on down, 1 fumble, only 6 touchdowns out of 51 possessions, only 6 touchdowns in one possession games this year, 3 field goals. The Miners offense has scored 51 total points while their opponents have scored 30 points via turnovers. That's a really awful stat.
What was the
right
amount
there.
Of possessions again?
51 total possessions, and half of them are punts, 24 punts, one possession games, by the way.
1 point per possession. That's absolutely atrocious.
Like, think about if we were talking basketball, right? Basketball inefficiencies. We would say UTEP has a worse offense in college basketball, and their defense is keeping them in games. Like, that's what we would be saying.
We've
if
seen
we're
that.
And we have seen that, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Even under this regime, we have seen that. You're right. That's really rough, man. Those stats are atrocious. Good stuff, Some Guy Chris. I don't know how he comes up with those. The one possession games, that's a tough stat to actually look at. So for him to track that one right there, it's a really bad stat right there. And then he also chimes in saying 17 total tackles, the most by a UTEP player since Damon Cromartie Smith back in 2009, who had 19 tackles in a single game. September 5th of 2009. boy, was 13 years old in 2009. So there you go. Good stuff right there. This is we got more chiming in on the program. 915-505-6009, by the way, if you want to weigh in with a late phone call. Joe Chacone, our pal, with all that's going on in 2025, and it's a lot, this is just the kick in the nuts. 40-plus years of expectations, and in the end, still at a zero. I worked 8-plus hours today, and these games make me more exhausted. Hashtag still love my team. Hashtag it's an abusive relationship. Hashtag rapping from El Chuco now. You know things are bad when our pal Joe Chacone is being negative. Like, this guy always spins it positively, and he's even jumping on the train of being a little negative.
I love Joe Chacone, man. And if you make him sad, you've done something terribly, terribly wrong. And I kind of hate you for it if you do that. Don't mess with him.
Oh, man. Carlos Martinez chimes in. Conference USA is going to Conference USA with the helps of the refs this season. Absolutely nothing will be done since UTEP is leaving to the Mountain West. Mental mistakes from the minors really hurt. But come on, refs. The obvious questionable calls proves that they won't make it easy. It goes both ways. I'm going to say it again. It goes both ways. UTEP got some favorable calls on their side. Miners finished the game with 7 penalties. Really should have finished the game with 5. But 7 penalties to close out this one right here. That's disappointing right there. You can ding Conference USA refs for a couple of them, but not all of them. This is from Snappy Miner. It's truly disheartening to see a team like Kennesaw State go from 2 wins to already bowl eligible the very next year. There's zero excuse for why UTEP can't succeed. The little fan base that's left is tired of this. When is our turn? Hashtag Miner Talk. Pinky chimes in. By the way, Pinky is back on
Twitter.
Welcome back. Another would've, could've, should've by UTEP football. Seen this very, very many times, but still here. We are too. We are still here as well. Ruben Ramirez, the shocking part of tonight is that you're shocked that UTEP football lost. Did you really think they would come away with the win? Honestly, we should be just glad that Coach Walden isn't a defensive coordinator as well, because we know how terrible he is as the offensive coordinator. Hashtag just saying. Ruben, I am with you. I don't know how I thought and bought into and had some kind of hope that this team would win this game. I don't know how. I mean, I'm with you, man. I'm out completely for the ride. I was already out, and I don't know how I was reeled back in, Sal.
We know why. It was because there was a point where they got up by 1, made a stop, and then they scored. And you're like, you know what? This could possibly do it. However, we got to see more football be played. We got to see adjustments be made, and I knew it, man. As soon as Kennesaw got the ball back and that deep bomb was thrown, I'm like, this is it. UTEP cannot get something like that outside of the Schutz touchdown, which, by the way, we got to be honest, that was an incredible highlight. One of the more fascinating touchdowns UTEP's had all year. It's definitely got to be top 3. I mean, there's not many to pick from, but it's top 3 in terms of flashiness, you know, highlight worthiness. Great touchdown, but you look at that deep bomb that Kennesaw threw, and they're able to get some points off of that. That was kind of the backbreaking moment. Even though there was still time left on the clock for UTEP to do something, you just knew that it was almost impossible for UTEP to get something like that. So I feel you, man.
Okay, let's go back to a couple other posts. But before we do that, let's go back to the phones. 915-505-6009. He is back. It's Keith from Winnipeg. I have no clue why he's still up and listening to us, but he's still with us. And for that, he's a day one guy who's been with us since we started here on Miner Talk. So, Keith, welcome aboard from Winnipeg, and you're on here on Miner Talk. What's up, my man?
Well, I circled this date on the calendar for a lot more than one reason. I think we have something in common. Is it your birthday?
Yes, sir, it is.
Well, guess who? Well, we have something in common, aside from being UTEP fans, because it's my birthday, too. So happy birthday.
Hey, Keith from Winnipeg. Maybe you're sending it. That's why you're up late and enjoying
That's
your birthday,
right,
man. So good stuff. Keith, happy birthday to you. And the 28th of October is definitely a day we'll share together, man. So appreciate your call.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so listen to this. I had my big screen TV up. I had the UTEP game on. I had the Winnipeg Jets hockey game on, beating the Minnesota Wild in overtime. I had, the Toronto Blue Jays game over on beating the LA Dodgers. So, of course, UTEP football has to be that one black mark of my birthday. Thanks, UTEP. I got to say something here, and this might sound cruel, and I'm not a mean guy, especially on my birthday, But at the end of the game, so when UTEP scored that touchdown to give them the lead, I was embarrassed to be a UTEP fan watching our head coach act the way he did. It rubbed me the wrong way, and I mean, you got to be someone watching this game, not even a fan of either team, and say, I just want to, like, bonk that guy in the nose. Like, he irritated me. Like, it's like, settle down, coach. Settle down. He's a used car salesman. I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to say this, but he shouldn't be coaching football. I think this guy would be an amazing insurance salesman. He's a great sales guy. I think that's what he is. He sold himself to be the head coach at UTEP football. And, like, the announcer at the end of the game, what the heck is he talking about that UTEP football fans are really pleased with their head coach, that he has them, the program on the right track? What are you talking about? I'm flabbergasted. I'm always annoyed. First off, can we not just, I don't mind like once or twice, but it seems like every day, every game now is on Tuesday or Wednesday. It's ruining my week. I mean, you can ruin my Saturday. That's fine, because I have Sunday to recover. Now my whole entire week is ruined. And it's my birthday, for crying out loud. I just turned 40 years old. Two bowl wins in the last how many decades? I'm never, when I hit 50, what is the over-under how many bowl games UTEP football is going to be? Honestly, right now, I think it's like a half.
Half, yeah.
A half a point. A half a point. And I mean, I don't know if we're even going to get one. I pray to God that that we do something with this staff. Because I'm come on, Adrian, I watched this game with my friends. And they're not UTEP fans. They just support it. You know, we had three games going on today. We had a great meal. We're enjoying our night. And it's like this. They say the same thing. Guys, you got to, like, become a booster and, like, put your money where your mouth is and make changes for your program. And I said, you know what? Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm the one that has to make the change. I have to put my money where my mouth is. And you know, I got to get in touch with the athletic director or the president, and maybe Keith Winnipeg is the guy that can make this all work, because whoever's making these decisions, UTEP ain't cutting it.
Okay, Keith, what are you? What are we talking about? What do you do outside of calling from Winnipeg to El Paso? What do you do on a day-to-day basis, if you don't mind us asking?
Yeah, I'm a car salesman. No, just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
This is awesome.
No, I'm joking. Actually, I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but I'm an educator. I'm actually a football coach. To be honest,
nothing
with you.
To be embarrassed about. And you know what?
You make
hard earned money. And what you're saying right now is you're gonna give your hard earned money to UTEP football to try to change their program right now because of your frustration.
Well, I mean, who else is there? I mean, honest to God. I mean, I know that, hey, I mean, no disrespect to any of those families who donate their money. And I know there's a lot of people that care. I know. I mean, I'm not a Byweather fan. I know what goes on inside of UTEP. And there's tons of families that put their money where their mouth is, for 100%. But maybe I have to really get involved. Because I'm telling you right now, Adrian, if I walk into the on campus and I walk into the athletic office, I don't think anyone's letting me in. The only way that they're going to let me in and I have a say is I have to put my money where my mouth is. I mean, even if I buy season tickets, that ain't going to cut it. I got to do something extra, because I'm telling you right now, it's my birthday, and I'm not saying I had any drinks or anything like that, but it's 12:37. Technically, it's not my birthday anymore, so the day's over. But I don't know how to put it bluntly on the radio. I'm bleeping mad, angry, because my favorite football team, I'm born with like the biggest sports jinx in the world. I'm a Viking fan. They hurt me on Sundays. I'm a UTEP fan. They hurt me on Saturdays. If it wasn't for the Winnipeg Jets, I don't know what I would be doing. And high school football team, by the way, we're second in the province. We already clinched playoffs. So maybe, just maybe, Adrian, I will be the next offensive coordinator at UTEP football.
Maybe so, Keith. Let's bring the Canadian action over here to El Paso. Let's do it. Maybe yeah. So. Keith, you're a great caller. You're a great friend of the program here. You've called since day one, and I appreciate you bringing us a laugh here on your birthday. Happy 40th to you. I hope your 40th this decade of life for you brings you a lot of UTEP wins, a lot of wins for the Winnipeg Jets, a lot of wins for the Vikings, and our guy Aaron Jones and Showtime, and let's see if your Blue Jays can pull one out here in this series right here, man. So good call, man. Appreciate you finishing us off here tonight. So appreciate you in a big way, Keith, as we continue. 915-505-6009, 600 ESPN El Paso, Twitter next at 600 ESPN El Paso.com. Chris chiming in with the hot take. Okay, let's stop sugarcoating it. Scotty Walden might go down as the worst head coach in UTEP football history, and that's not just the record. Bad season happens. It's everything else. It's the football IQ. It's the predictable play calling, the lack of adjustments, the rah-rah energy that never translates into discipline or execution. It's a coach who looks like he's coaching for the camera instead of the scoreboard. Then there's the attitude, the ego, the belief, the energy, the slogans that can replace fundamentals, the way that he talks like a Power 5 coach trapped in a Conference USA basement, as if passion alone fixes penalties, blown coverages, or offensive management. And the most frustrating part, the cluelessness. A coach who seems genuinely surprised when his own game plan implodes, when the players look unprepared, when fans stop showing up, when the 915 pride turns into an embarrassment on the football field. UTEP fans deserve accountability, not theatrics. Effort without direction is chaos, and clueless chaos has defined the Scotty Walden era. So yeah, you could look at the win-loss column if you want, but the real reason Walden is the worst coach in UTEP history isn't just the losses. It's that he makes UTEP football feel dumber every time he coaches or speaks at the end of games. Will he get fired? Probably not. That's coming in from Chris here on Inspo Lens as we continue. 915-505-6009 as we wind it down. This is going to do it for us here on the program today. We appreciate everybody chiming in, listening to us, watching us on Inspo Lens as well. Sal, closing comments from you. UTEP turns the page to November. They're not playing relevant football in November, Sal. We thought, you know, before the season started, either side, would they be playing relevant football? Would they not? They're kind of slumming into November, 2-6 overall. Against Jacksonville State, that's a loss. Against Missouri State on the road, that's a loss. Battle of I-10, coin flip, give me a win, right? Whatever. 3-8, whatever. Loss on the road at Delaware to close out the season. See it 3-9, 4-8 at best.
I'm just looking ahead, and all of those teams you mentioned, except one, we could put a tie, but all of those teams ahead of UTEP in the Conference USA standings, and that's New Mexico State. So it's hard, man. And even then, too, I don't even know if it's a coin flip. I still think the Aggies have the edge in that one. It's still, you know, weeks out, but just how I feel about it, it's hard to see this team winning the game. When you just mentioned relevant football, the rest of the way, I mean, even the Aggies have a chance at bowl eligibility. We look at Delaware 4-3, look at Mo State 4-3, and then Jax, who, as of right now, Kennesaw's in first place, but going into this game, you know, co-leaders for Conference USA. So they got teams that they're going up against who have something to play for. That's also got to be noticed, too.
Really good point, man. And I would say, you know, for the Miners, closing out the year, you want to finish out better and you want to have a little bit more momentum going into the offseason. The offseason, who knows? I think, you know, we're going to turn the page and go to November with a lot of speculation, a lot of thoughts all around. And, you know, we'll see where UTEP's at after that. I mean, I really don't know where UTEP goes after this year, too. I don't know if they build on this, if they run it back. I mean, defensively, you want them to run it back, but that's an older group on that defense versus the offense that has some pieces that could return next year, theoretically, based on eligibility. But who knows? Transfer portal is what it is. Coaching turnover also is what it is. So we'll just see what 2026 holds. But I'm already looking there, man. I think, you know, the rest of the season, I think UTEP's going to try to show as much fight as they can. Does that lead to tangible wins? I don't know. I don't even know if the expectation should have been there for tangible wins here in year two of the Scotty Walden era. And I think it's just upset fans the way that they were led to believe that this season would be successful. This season could even be a bowl type of team. But I don't want to talk to you after the season thinking, hey, UTEP, you know, they lost four of these games by one score. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that because I'm just going to turn on the tape here on Minor Talk and Inspo Lens and watch us talk and how disgruntled and disappointed we've sound night in, night out from UTEP. UTEP football this season.
And it's up to this team. It's up to the staff to get those wins. There's no more moral victories anymore. It's cool, like, you know, early on, hey, they're knocking on the door. They're almost inside. They're not letting you in the damn house. You got to break through the door. You got to break through the window. Do something. So it's within them. It's within that team to get those wins out. We've seen that what you could do. We've seen you have chances. Take those chances now. Take advantage of those.
You can't hang a banner after hanging close against Texas.
Exactly.
Right? You can't hang a banner after beating UT Martin. It's just not. I mean, their wins this year are UT Martin and Sam Houston. That's it. I mean, two teams who are essentially FCS squads, right? I mean, I think the Sam Houston roster is awful. And, you know, that's it. That's where we end off the show today. Kennesaw State defeats UTEP 33-20. Special thanks to Inspo Lens. We've had a lot of people tuning in, watching us here on Minor Talk as well. Special thanks to all our great sponsors. Of course, our presenting sponsor, Jack in the Box, also brought to you in part by Boomy Dental. Check them out, boomydental.com. Also want to give a huge plug to Thomas Adams Apparel. We've been wearing the hats. We love the hats. I got a picture today from Samir Montes sending his hat. He's wearing the Minor Talk hat backwards. I love that. Shout out to 915 Tours. New Start Homes. Of course, we talked about our great friends at the District Pub and Kitchen West. We'll be back in action next Saturday out there at the District. So if you want to hang out and tailgate with us before UTEP football against Jacksonville State, come out and join us on the west side. For Sal Montes, for Chris Collins, I'm Adrian Pradas. We are winding up the show, and we're done here tonight. Kennesaw State defeats UTEP 33-20. Miners fall to 2-6 overall. We'll be back in action in 11 days as UTEP takes on Jacksonville State. For all of us here in the River Oaks Property Schoolyard Sports Studios, we're signing off tonight and saying so long and thanks and good night, everybody.